This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Former U.S. President Donald Trump is now facing 37 felony counts, in which, if convicted, could result in him spending the rest of his life in prison. We get more from VOA's Steve Herman.
A 49-page federal criminal indictment unsealed Friday charges former President Donald Trump with serious crimes. Trump faces, among other charges, 31 counts of violating the Espionage Act for keeping classified documents, including those related to nuclear weapons and military attack plans. The indictment, which includes photographs, says Donald Trump stored highly secret documents, which he took from the White House to his Florida resort when he left office, and stored them in such places as a bathroom and a shower, his bedroom, and the gilded ballroom of the Mar-a-Lago property. Trump is also charged with trying to obstruct the federal investigation into his retention of the files. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Initial legal analysts of the indictment and the charges against him. By at least one legal expert indicates the Justice Department has built a solid case against him.
Temple University law professor Craig Green told the Reuters news agency after reading through the indictment, his biggest surprise is how much Trump appears to help prosecutors make their case.
The closer and more attentive Trump has been to the location of the boxes, the harder it is for him to say, oh, it was just a mistake. It seems very clear that he was personally involved, that he had a lot to say about where the boxes were, and that actually there's a lot of suggestion that he knew quite well that there were national defense documents and information inside.
Green was quick to add that in politically charged cases like this one, it only takes one juror or one judge to weaken a strong case.
That's VOA's Jeff Custer. This is VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin says that Ukrainian troops have started their long-expected counteroffensive. His comments Friday that Kyiv's forces suffered significant losses came just hours after a string of drone strikes inside the Russian territory. Such strikes have been exposing vulnerabilities in Russia's air defenses. Kyiv has played down the talk of a counteroffensive, reasoning that the less said about the military moves, the better. The White House says that it has intelligence indicating Iran is providing Russia with materials to build a drone manufacturing plant east of Moscow, as the Kremlin looks to lock in a steady supply of weaponry for the ongoing invasion of Ukraine. The new invasion of U.S. intelligence was unveiled by the White House on Friday. A thick haze covers cities in the northeastern U.S. Smoke from with wildfires in Canada. VOA's Carolyn Pursuti explains what's different and describes the strange look the New York City skyline.
Stefan Stallworth is working all day in the New York City haze.
Just put a mask on and keep moving. That's what I gotta do.
The air makes you want to blink to focus or to wipe your glasses for a clearer view. It smells like a crackling campfire.
But to me, it smells like toasted marshmallows, like when you burn them.
The polluted air from wildfires in Canada is wafting south into the United States, stinging eyes, bringing headaches, coughs, and other health hazards.
My eyes are killing me, and I've been choking for the last hour.
By the week's end, New York City's air ranked as the worst in the world. Carolyn Pursuti, VOA News, Washington.
Former UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson says he is quitting as a lawmaker after being told he will be sanctioned for misleading Parliament. Four indigenous children who survived a plane crash 40 days ago have been found in Colombia's Amazon.
The single-engine Cessna went down on May 1st with six passengers aboard after the pilot reported engine failure. A search team found the plane in a thick patch of rainforest 2 weeks later and recovered the bodies of three adults. But the children, siblings ages 13, 9, 4, and 11 months, were nowhere to be found. Pedro Gustavo Petro says the searchers finally located them Friday alone in the forest, calling them a remarkable example of survival taken care of by the forest. The military tweeted pictures showing the soldiers and indigenous volunteers who made up the search team.
AP's Ben Thomas. I'm Tommy McNeil.